Shifting gears to politics tonight, President Biden spoke to reporters this afternoon touting the passage of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief measure.
That law includes much-needed money for families impacted by the pandemic, and News Nation's Joe Khalil joins us live tonight from our nation's capital with the very latest. Joe.
Yeah, Marnie, today was supposed to be the day where President Biden was going to sign that $1.9 trillion COVID package into law. From the White House today, they made a decision just yesterday late to do it then before his address to the nation, but they kept the ceremony today. So now, effectively, from the Rose Garden, it was the launch of that Help Is On The Way tour that the president and his administration are going to be delving into pretty deeply in the next couple of weeks.
For these shoppers at an Ohio grocery store, the politics of the rescue plan don't matter as much as the financial boost they and millions more could start to see this weekend.
They usually just kind of put things in that aren't related to this. But overall, yeah, I like everybody else, I could use that extra money to pay for things.
I think there's too much pork in it, but I can't do anything about that. So I'll take my $1,400 stimulus and put it to good use.
Good afternoon.
President Biden and Vice President Harris began what they're calling the Help Is On The Way campaign with a ceremony today in the White House Rose Garden.
I promise the American people, and I guess it's becoming an overused phrase, that help was on the way.
In the coming days, the president and top officials will fan out across the country, touting the benefits of the plan, with stops already planned for Pennsylvania, Georgia, New Hampshire, and New Jersey.
Not only meets the moment, it does even more. It's historical, and they call it transformational.
But all of it comes at a cost, a big cost. In order to spend most of the $1.9 trillion this year, the government would go through $43,000 every single second.
Think about what $1 trillion is. We spend a little over $4 trillion annually on our federal budget. Our kids and grandkids are going to pay for this.
The price tag is one of the reasons no Republicans in Congress voted for the bill.
We're giving money away that we really don't have in the Treasury.
President Biden says he believes the relief package will help turn the economy around and says if it doesn't, he'll own it. In the short term, many say relief is welcome after a full year of hardship.
They could have done something a long time ago, and they didn't. And it's time that we got some relief. There's a lot of people hurting.
Now, for Americans who were eligible for some of those benefits, they may begin to see them as early as next week. And even for those $1,400 stimulus checks, the IRS has already started to process them. So the first batch are going to go out, and some Americans may even see them in their bank accounts as early as this weekend. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.